Hi guys, it's a real pleasure to be here with you again. I am your host, Thomas Kenza Zolana, and welcome to my podcast, the Thomas Kenza's Podcast. So today, I have to go straight to the point. It's been a while, I've never been with you on the radio, and today something brought me back and talking about commitment in a relationship. What do you think? Is it about maturity or it's just about age? So today we'll be discussing about that, and I have some people who send me ideas, or they send me their thoughts all around Africa. So we'll be having people from DRC, Congo, Kinshasa, and then we'll be having people from Johannesburg, from US, also America. So yeah, and then we'll be talking about that all along the show, and I'm so glad, and we'll be having some more time together. So love, yeah man, love is primarily an action, you know, used to express affections for pets, friends, and even music. In many languages, the word love is reserved for serious romantic relationship. What do you think about love commitment? But to be committed in a relationship is when two people are together for a long time. We can say they are committed. So it means that they are dedicated to each other. Commitments involve dedicating time, energy, and care to a person, as well as making a promise or plan of action. It can be expressed through monogamy, marriage, or loyalty. But the real question today is for us to have all that together, or for us to have that decision. Do we need a certain age, or do we need just maturity? On that, just let me send a big shout out to everyone that's listening to us all over the world, from China, US, Europa, Africa, so everywhere, and big shout out to Paul, South African, and yeah man. So today it's all about commitment. We start by listening to that beautiful song, and then we come back.
Better math, your boy a good look, but she my better half. I'm already bossing, already flossing, but why had a cake if it ain't got the sweet frosting? Yeah. You're keeping me on my A game, without having to say name. They may flame, but shorty we burn it up. The sag in my swag, pep in my step. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy intercepts. Yes, it's a G thing, whenever we swing. I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gon' be king.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a boss when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 First things first, I just what I do. But everything I am, she's my improve. I'm already boss, I'm already fly. But if I'm a star, she is the sky. And when I feel like I'm on top, she give me reason to not stop. And though I'm hot, together we burn it up.
The
taped up cut, the cleaned up ice. The shorty come around, I clean up nice. Dynamic duo, Batman Robin. Whoever don't like it, it's that man's problem. And when I feel like I'm tired, mommy be taking me higher. I'm on fire, but shorty, we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 Inside every great man, you can find a woman like a soldier.
She treats me like a dog, watches for the hit. Checks where I go, even watches who I'm with. The right when I'm wrong, so I never slip. Show me how to move, that's why I never trip. And baby girl, you so major, they should front page ya. God bless the parents who made ya. Middle finger anybody who hate the way we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together.
Yeah, man, it was the Fabulous featuring Neo, You Make Me Better. Yeah, man, you make me better in love, in everything. So we're back in our subjects, commitments. Is it about age or just maturity in a relationship? Some people said you might be 20, 30, 40, maybe 50, and then say, now I want to be committed. Some people said, no, it just depends on how do you see things, how you see life going. So, yeah, I'll let you guys think, and then so you can carry on sending me your thoughts. And then we have so many, if you want part two, part one, yeah, we have all the time to try to discuss about it and try to talk about it. So commitment for now, let me just go to Johannesburg, around Bedfordview, and then we have Tanya Rodriguez, who has something to say about commitment. Let's hear from Tanya.
Hey everybody, this is Tanya, and these are my thoughts on the age of commitment. Commitment is a big and scary word, and commitment can pertain to your relationships, it can pertain to personal life goals, it can pertain to work. And I really don't think there is an age, a correct age of commitment. Life doesn't have an expiry date, so you can achieve the same goals when you're at 25 or whether you're at 50. I think commitments need to come from your heart and your head, where you're comfortable in your life and you're unapologetic, and then you can make a decision to say, this is what I am happy to do. And if that's at 75 and you decide this is the right time to find love, then that's how you've led your life, and you've led it unapologetically and happy. So I don't believe in an age of commitment. I believe in a commitment that must be made genuinely to yourself, that resonates with who you are and from your heart.
Thank you, Tanya. I got you. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, you're right. Then let's go straight to Woodmead Center. Right now, I think le maître Orville Mbungu, le vieux Orchi, has also something to say. Let's hear from Orville, and then we come back.
So my point of view regarding the commitment in a relationship, if a person should be mature or if it depends on the age of the person, I will say it can be both. So first of all, if we talk about the maturity, so yeah, of course, a person should be mature to be committed in a relationship, but it doesn't matter. So you can be mature, but you're not committed in a relationship, and because you are mature, maybe doing other things, you understand? So, but of course, maturity is needed to be, so that the relationship must, should be working. And also the age. So for me, to conclude, I can say like, yeah, I think the commitment in the relationship becomes very, it plays a very big role with the age of the person. Because when you are, you get a certain age, you become more committed than when you are under the age. And it's, of course, there is no age in those things, but the age plays a big role, because when you the more you are getting older, there's other things you can't do anymore, or you can't. You are forced to do certain things because of your age as well. So I think it can play a very, very huge role in the commitment of a relationship because of your age. You say, oh no, my age, I need to be more responsible. I need to do this. So to be, yeah, in general, I would say I think the age plays a very huge role in a relationship. That is, it's quite a debate that we can take place. Yeah, maturity and the age, but I will go for the age. Yeah, the age is very, plays a very huge role in the commitment of a relationship.
it was just the Mario My Broken Hearts. We just heard Tania and Mr. Le Maître Orvilo. They just gave us some thoughts about their point of view about commitment in relationship. Now let's go to DRC. Let's go straight to Kinshasa, and then we're gonna hear from Ray Sports, who was once here in SA and went back to Kinshasa to carry on doing his own business. He's also a singer, actor, and let's hear from him what he has to say about commitment, if it's about age or maturity.
Yeah, this is Ray Sport from DRC. Color Charisma, that's your greetings. For my opinion, when it comes to a commitment, a man or a woman should be committed in a relationship knowing that this is it. I will say it in two different worlds. I'll say in African culture, we probably look at a man to be ready to be committed in the age of 30. And in Europe, any other country, probably different. We know to get married when you're 21 is fine, but it's a danger when you're 21. For me to be committed, it depends on the experiences you have had in your relationship or how your life goes. But the moment you reach 40 or 45, I'm sure you've done it all. That's when you can commit to your family that you've created already, or a woman that's lasted longer with you, then you can settle. For a man, to me, it's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to define when and which age, but I know the age of maturity already starts when you reach your 40, because we have immature men that are 30, 31, even 40, yes. But in a normal sense, when a man is already 30, he must think of having a family if he doesn't have one, and then he can commit if it's mature enough. But we just looking at 30 to 45. Already when you go over 45, obviously you already committed to somebody and you know what you're doing. So I'm sure we're not talking about cheating. We're talking about a man realizing that he has to have a family and commit to one woman whom he will call a family and create a generation behind him. From 30, you're ready. From 25, you can also, but it's going to be also hard for you to keep up, because you can mess here and there. There will be divorces and everything. But I think for me, from 30 already, you should know I've done it all. You should know I got to do something, build a family or stay with the family that I already have, and build the future of your children and your grandchildren. So that's my opinion about that. Like when you reach your 45, you're not still doing it, that's something else. Like when you're 45, you're done. 45 is actually the age when you reach there, you're not committed, then there's something wrong with you. So we start from 30, then you gotta build yourself up, have a family until you have your 45 kind of vibe. When you're 50, then we know you are a madala. Yeah, that was my opinion.
Thank you, Ray Sport, my man. Thank you very much. Live from Kinshasa, Ray Sport, just send us some thoughts. And let's go traveling straight, speedy, to from Johannesburg to Pretoria right now. And then we have Lisa Izemengia, who is a French teacher. Good day to you, Lisa. What are your thoughts about commitment? Let's hear from Lisa, and then we'll be back here at the Thomas Kenza's podcast.
I believe that there is no age for individuals to be serious about their relationship. I think it's about the maturity. So maturity is not just for a certain group age, but at the same time, maturity also comes with time and with age. So I think everything needs to be done according to a certain season. So if you are still young, live your life, enjoy your youth, okay? And don't rush into a serious relationship, because at the end of the day, you feel like you are caged. But then after some times, when you are mature enough, you know, and you've gained inexperience and, you know now what you really want. You know, you are now fixed about life, your destiny, who you are, and how you see yourself and how you see others. Then, in that case, now in that moment for me, I feel like anyone will be more prepared for a serious relationship, because a serious relationship is not just bread and butter. It takes a lot of commitment, and it takes a lot of input and a lot of sacrifices. Okay, you will have to compromise at time, you know, to just give the other person some space, you know, to also express who they are, and for you to walk hand in hand. So yeah, it's quite complex, because it's not something that you can just say that will always work that way. But I think most people that fell in love very young and just engaged themselves or got into serious relationship in terms of even getting married, you know, ended up, you know, not so happy about it. So I think maturity is a serious component here, and maturity just doesn't belong to kids. You know, you gain in maturity with time as well, and also with the responsibilities that you've been having upon yourself. So it's quite, you cannot just encapsulate it under one aspect. It will really depend on what the person has been exposed to, because you can get a young person, a 20-year person, for example, was more mature than a 30-year person, because the other person was spoiled and was never exposed to real life situations, as compared to one that was exposed to serious life situations in their lives, though they are very young. So in terms of relationship, I really believe that, you know, it takes someone matured. And it's not just about the age, but age also can count, because with age comes experience. So it's really complex. I don't think you can have the same portrait, the same picture for every situation, every circumstances. Yeah, that's my humble opinion.
Yeah, now we're traveling straight away to the United States, I think, California, where we have Diana, the Queen D. She likes when I say the Queen D. And then she has some thoughts to tell us. Queen D, that's for you. Diana, just tell us what your ideas, what your thoughts about commitment.
So the age appropriate for a female, because we mature faster than male, to me is 25. So a female knows that, okay, I'm settled. I can defend the relationship. I can be a wife. I can be a mother. I can run the entire house. I can do whatever I can to be good woman, a good wife, a good mother. For a male, I think 30 years old, that's when a man is definitely ready to be in a relationship, ready to commit 100%, ready to put everything down, to throw the notebook away and focus on his wife and kids. for a female 25, for a male 30. Because male, they don't mature that fast. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Diana Queen D, for your review. I'm so glad. Then let's say something. We all have different opinion about commitment. I also have my one. Yes, of course, age can be part. You know, more we grow, more we think about getting married, having kids, and being responsible. That's naturally, that's life. That's the way God created us. In certain age, you might be thinking, let me quit going to the club, let me quit going to the bar, let me quit having gathering with people, let me quit getting drunk. Now I need to focus on my life. I need to be, especially when someone accidentally or voluntarily having kids, you know, and then your first child might directly change your thinking without knowing. You just saying now, I got a child now, let me behave differently, I need a serious relationship, I need, so yeah, it's so complicated in a case that we have to try to, if you try to separate age and the maturity, it's really the hard. So some people said at the age of 30 for guys, for women, and they want to be more responsible, more committed. And some people say it's like, okay, for guys 35, and some people just say it's depend of the brain of individual, it's depend of each one of us. So yeah, and then I think we'll be having a part two and of the show of the podcast. But our last guest, Mr. Yannick Kabale, live from Rosenthalville, Johannesburg. And thank you, Yannick. Just give us a little bit, because we're just going to the end of the show. Just give us a little bit, what are your thoughts about a commitment, if it's about age or just maturity? And thank you.
Good day. I'm Yannick Kabale from Johannesburg, South Africa. Okay, according to me, the age of commitment, I'll start with the female. For most of female, according to me, it's they start to be committed when they're over 24 years old. That's when they start being committed. But for male, to me, okay, it's according to woman maturity, because most of women becoming get that maturity around 24, 25, 26, somewhere there. But for male, it's around when they're above 35. 35, that's when you feel that the real commitment should start, according to me.
Thank you very much, all of you. We spend a good time together. I'm so glad, so happy that you guys send us your point of view, you guys send us your review, your thoughts about commitment. It's about age or maturity. So I'm so happy. This is part one. I think we'll be having part two according to the audience. So I love you all. It's me, your guy, Thomas Kenza Zolana. It's your podcast. We'll be broadcasting every week. So just be connected. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are everywhere. So we just go and look for Thomas Kenza's podcast. Podbean, we are Radio King, we are everywhere for you guys. So thank you again. We meet up next week. Thomas Kenza Zolana.